cyber attacks targeting federal personnel files at the Office of Personnel Management. Man, that one never seems to sunset. The hacks were likely coordinated and connected. That's from a tough new report on the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform. Members blame OPM for ignoring repeated cybersecurity warnings and reacting too slowly once the breaches were noticed. Joining me with more, Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. And this seems like a hangnail they just can't stop picking at, Meredith.
It's always an issue, and it's always in our headlines as well. As you alluded to, we're all well aware of the 2015 data breaches at OPM and the 21.5 million victims who had their personal information stolen or their families had it stolen. So this report was the result of a year-long investigation, but it was a bit more of a deep dive into all the things that happened leading up to the breaches and also what happened once these dominoes fell. So some of the new things we learned is that the breach in 2014, not to be confused with the ones in 2015, that resulted in the theft of documents about OPM's most valuable databases is likely connected to the two breaches in 2015. The investigators say it was likely coordinated and two likely coordinated campaigns. Investigators also claim that OPM dragged its feet on paying for Cylance Protect services.
Yeah, that one didn't work out so well, did it?
No, so Cylance is important because in this report, investigators say OPM had Cylance information security tools that they were using, but it was kind of like a limited edition, just trial run. And when OPM noticed the breach in April, it took... April of 2015.
15.
Yeah, it took several days for the agency to deploy the Cylance tool. And in the report, it says one of the engineers using the Cylance tool saw its like malware screen light up like a Christmas tree. There were so many examples of malicious activity going on in OPM's systems.
What you might call an uh-oh moment.
Yeah, one of those like, oh gosh, we got to do something about this. So that it took a couple days before OPM actually launched the full, not just the trial version of Cylance, but the actual tool itself. And that whole ordeal is what Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz, who chairs this committee which put together the report, says points to the overarching failure of culture and leadership at OPM. And at least during the time of the breach that happened, and he said things are still not moving as fast as they should be to keep up in the cyber war, because everything, there's always something new happening. So here's Jason Chaffetz sharing some of the report findings during a speech at AEI this week.
The Office of Personnel Management leadership consistently made decisions demonstrating a failure to understand two important things. One, a failure to recognize the level of sophistication and seriousness of the attackers in accessing the nation's most sensitive data. And two, the absolute inadequate state of the IT setting there within the Office of Personnel Management. The Office of Personnel Management had fully understand these things, different decisions would have been much earlier. That is clear within this report.
Chief, it sounds pretty critical of OPM and its missteps in 2014 and 15, but he says there are problems throughout the government like this when it comes to cybersecurity and IT infrastructure, and that's only setting up agencies for more breaches in the future.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, and what else did Chaffetz have to say? Sounds like he had to say a lot about this report.
He did, and one of the big takeaways from the findings is a recommendation called a zero-trust IT security model.
Zero trust is one of the things that I think the private sector figured out a long time ago, and the federal government, it's, I don't know, a decade or two behind, but zero trust, think of it like, remember when you were in grade school? I remember when I was back in third grade, and if I had to go somewhere outside of my classroom, I had to get a hall pass. And you get a hall pass from your teacher, you're walking down the hall, the principal, the vice principal, somebody may be there and say, hey, let me see your hall pass. All right, here it is. Yep, all right, we're going to verify who you are. And that hall pass would allow you to move from room to room or come back to where you want to go. The federal government, at least in its information systems, often operates without these hall passes in its crudest form. They will, once you get into the wall or on the other side of the wall, they just believe you. Oh yeah, everybody in here is cool. Everybody's good. That's not the way it should work.
So the idea with the zero trust model is that you can't trust anybody, insider or outsider. Everybody's just treated as a threat. And a couple of the other recommendations that they're...
Not a bad way to look at the world these days.
That's true. Yeah, everybody is equally potentially guilty. A couple other recommendations that this report includes is streamlining the procurement process. Chaffetz says that it can take way too long, and by the time you get something purchased, again, you're already behind because it's technology.
And we've heard that 10,000 times also.
Yes. The recommendations also include financial education and counseling services for federal employees and a reduction in the use of Social Security numbers by federal agencies, and that's already ongoing in the government already.
Now, OPM hasn't been awfully public about this whole thing. I mean, well, when the breach was discovered, it cost the old OPM director, Catherine Archuleta, her job. What are they saying about it now?
Acting Director Beth Cobert said the report doesn't really reflect where the agency is today when it comes to cybersecurity. They've hired a new CIO because the former CIO also lost her job after this. She stepped down and requires a much stricter security steps when logging into an OPM system. That's the agency. And even Jason Chaffetz acknowledged that Beth Cobert has been very cooperative and a good ally in improving OPM cybersecurity. And now this report was from the Republican majority. The minority also put out its own opinion on the report. Elijah Cummings, who is the ranking member, said it doesn't address federal contractors and their role in cybersecurity. And it was also too critical of former OPM CIO Donna Seymour. But the report is out, the recommendations have been published, and Jason Chaffetz says there is work being done to address cyber hiring cyber personnel hiring and helping with the procurement process and even modernizing federal IT systems.
Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, thanks for that update.
Thanks, Tom.
You can read her story and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.